education, entertainment. It's Edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And welcome back to the Computer Corner. It is, you're finding that alcohol is the only way for you to be able to deal with your accessories.
They say it's a party time necessity.
Well, it may be a computer user's necessity if you don't have the proper outlet for dealing with your problems. So here we are. We're here from 12:20 to 2 o'clock every Saturday. Call. We've actually got three lines open, which is extremely unusual. 602-277-5827 if you want to get in there and get in line there. We'll try to get you on the air here. But we are, if you're interested in lurking,
interested in being a stalker.
Yeah.
This is not the show for you.
Actually, learning more about wireless, the future of wireless, not just in wireless networking, but all of the things that we deem to be either right around the corner or somewhere off into the future. Visit us online, won't you, at datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section, and you'll learn about WiMAX, Wi-Fi, how to secure your home network, wireless televisions, wireless handhelds, and kind of where all of this stuff is going. And one of the things that we're starting to hear a lot about is something called WiMAX.
It's cool to the maximum, dude.
It's a horrible acronym. It's Worldwide Interoperability of Wireless or of Microwave Access.
Right, that's the microwave access is AXMAX, but it's, yeah.
It's not a cool acronym.
It's too many words. And
now, WiMAX is cool. W-I and then capital M-A-X.
Yeah.
Right, WiMAX. And basically, the difference between WiMAX and Wi-Fi, Wi-Fi is what we use, you know, if you've got a wireless network in your home, it'll broadcast without any obstructions, about 300 feet. It's a very short-range kind of broadcast system that'll allow your neighbors and the drive-by hackers to be able to connect to your home network.
Just enough to make it insecure, right.
Yeah. WiMAX is really a long-range microwave wireless technology that's really made for internet service providers. It's not like we're going to put up a WiMAX antenna in our house.
Well, probably not.
Yeah, not anytime soon.
There are those of us who maybe take our wireless stuff apart and get Pringles cans and get pretty fancy, and we make it sort of kind of WiMAX-ish.
Well, but WiMAX will go 30 miles.
Yeah, that's a little
different. And it's going to require a pretty substantial investment in the broadcast antenna, the thing that actually sends a signal out. It's not going to be your $99 wireless access point.
When you were talking alcohol before, you were, of course, talking alcohol swabs, like for cleaning monitors, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, no, just
that just came to mind. And
B&L song, I figured. With the musical direction on today's show, my son, Taylor.
Fine musical direction.
Fine musical direction.
So far, we'll reserve judgment till probably...
No. No,
148.
It'll be fine. Fine like your hair, like wine. Fine.
Alrighty.
So anyway, WiMAX is basically going to be, I think the first time you're really going to have an opportunity to experience it is when a company sets up shop in your neck of the woods, wherever you are in the country. If you happen to be in Seattle, you're in the test phase right now, where they're putting up a wireless antenna and then offering high-speed internet services. Very high-speed services through this wireless connection, as opposed to DSL or cable.
And there are those of you right now who are thinking, well, wait a minute, that already exists. I've got a satellite dish. That's different. And there are some more of you saying, well, I don't have satellite, but I have this other thing that's this little dish. That's probably microwave technology. This is actually using...
Yeah, they're both microwave.
Yeah, it's just a different kind of microwave technology where it's less kind of
it's a
line
little,
of sight.
It's a little teeny tiny microwave. It's a microwave.
No, and it's a little more broadcast and a little less kind of so accurate line of sight. So it's a different, more accessible, able to get more people subscribed kind of technology.
Beaming through. So we're seeing that they're ramping up in certain areas with tests, and the idea is that they're going to be able to go to rural communities, to folks that are even in metropolitan areas that are in pockets where...
In big metropolitan areas like Toledo.
Yeah. Holy Toledo. They don't need it there.
And Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge. So. but even pockets of our fair city, Phoenix, Arizona, there are places where DSL and cable are either very, very difficult to get or it's very slow when you get it because of infrastructure issues. You have to dig up the ground and put these big expensive cables in, millions and millions of dollars of fiber and all this stuff for both of these services, whereas these wireless services, which have been around for a while, the problem with all the previous wireless systems that were out there is they weren't scalable. Meaning they couldn't really take on a lot of users without a lot of problems, whereas WiMAX has got that all worked out. So
this is all assuming, of course, that people still continue to embrace the internet. Because, you know, that is going to die out anytime soon.
Yeah, it's going to
be anytime.
Like the hula hoop.
Yeah, it's almost over, that fad.
Well, let's see if we can help. Who's up there? Justin?
Justin is up. He's up first here on the computer corner. Justin, welcome.
Do you engage in any wireless access of any sort?
Actually, this is his wife, Lori, and no, we're not yet.
Lori, we'd rather talk to you anyway.
So you don't Wi-Fi, Lori?
Not right now. My husband's going to be going to PA school this summer, and so he'll have wireless then.
You have a cell phone, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, so you're kind of wireless.
Did you ever text message on it?
Yeah.
See, you're most the way there. You're almost there.
Do you have a cordless home phone?
Yeah.
Well, there's another wireless product.
Have you ever yelled across the house at your kids?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
See, you're there.
Do you drink coffee in the morning?
No.
Well, then you're wireless. I'm sorry, Lori. What's going on with your computer?
Okay. I went to start yesterday. I tried to shut it down and it wouldn't shut down. So I ended up finally having to just click it off. And when it came back on, our cable wasn't working or anything. So I got the cable company to help me get the cable back on. But anytime I'm trying to access the internet, like anything that would have like a secure, you know, like bank websites and anything that would
is it anything
security.
That anything that starts with HTTPS?
No, well, it lets me access, like, I don't know, McAfee, anything random, but it won't let me get into anything that you have to put a password in.
Okay, any kind of log on, that kind of thing.
Right.
Okay.
And so I went to the McAfee, and I did, like, a free scan, because it would let me do that.
Uh-huh.
And it came up with some virus. So then I fixed the virus, but it's still not.
Which virus/worm did you have?
It said fun with love or fun love or something.
Oh, wow, that's an old one there.
Yeah, it's probably been on there forever.
It's an oldie but goodie.
Wow. So, well, sometimes what happens when you get a virus, it does some damage. And when you clean the virus out, but you don't necessarily always undo the damage that was done.
Okay.
So what's most likely happened here is now you got to get in there and figure out what damage was caused and fix it. Now, there's two different things kind of to start with to determine here. Number one, you might want to try to go download an alternative browser like Mozilla. And you can get that at mozilla.org.
Okay.
And you can download and install that and see if it doesn't have, if it works, then you know that the problem is with Internet Explorer. So you can either choose to abandon Internet Explorer and keep using Mozilla or just go re-download a copy of Internet Explorer, reinstall on top of what's there, and hopefully things will fix themselves.
Okay.
Now, if you have the same problem with Mozilla that you do with Internet Explorer, that means your problem is not based in your browser, but instead it's based on something else wrong inside your computer, and you're probably going to need to seek the help and advice of someone who can actually touch it, see it, and physically be with it for a little while and help it out.
Yeah, the fun love worm slash virus actually does attack the Windows operating system.
Uh-huh.
And so sometimes what happens when you clean out a worm or virus that actually tries to get at the foundation of your house, so to speak,
right,
the holes are still there. And you may be experiencing some of that.
Okay, because then I went back, you know, because it finished and it says that it repaired all this stuff.
Uh-huh.
So then I went back and just ran it again because it wasn't working.
Right.
And so I ran the McAfee free scan again, and then I had like 32 of the things that I had the fun love or whatever.
Okay, are you doing the online scan, or are you doing the, do you have this a built-in scanner on your computer?
Well, I was doing the online scan.
Yeah, those tend to be so-so. They're not necessarily as good as a program that's actually installed on your computer, or the best way to really overcome these things is, see, once Windows starts, then any viruses that are in the operating system also get a chance to start. So like in our stores, when we're working on computers, we have a special way of actually starting the computer without Windows starting so we can scan it to try to get rid of the worms and viruses before they wake up. So if Windows is allowed to load, then the sleeping viruses also pop up with Windows, and they become a little more difficult to get rid of. So, and it depends on the kind of worm or the virus. There's, you know, 20, 30, 50, 60, 80,000 of these things now. Or I guess it's over 100,000.
16 billion, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Billions and billions of worms and viruses out there, and they all do something different. So, if you just can't get anywhere, if every time you're scanning, it's saying you're still infected, even though it said it cleaned it, then you probably have a worm or virus that's going to require somebody with a little more technical knowledge who can get in there and kind of get that out of there for you.
You remember that special thing Ken said we did? It's actually something that we could tell you, but you can't do, which is step one, remove drive from your computer. Step two, put it in one of our computers, then scan so that there's no way anything can start. So that's where most people, if you have a really bad infection, unless you have multiple computers and really know what you're doing there, you kind of can't get from here to there.
Right. Is there any way to, like, just wipe out the whole computer and restart over?
Absolutely. You got a big magnet in your house?
No.
Actually, before you even contemplate that, do you have everything that you care about backed up from that machine?
Because wiping
it out means...
It'll be like the day you bought it, where it has nothing on it, and you got to reset up your ISP, and you don't have your address book, and
your favorites,
all your emails are gone, your pictures of your kids, all the stolen MP3s you downloaded.
She wouldn't.
I was thinking me, not you.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, what you would do is you would get out that trusty old compact restore disk that came with that machine. When you put it in, it's going to give you like 55 warnings saying, are you really sure? Are you super really sure? Are you double sure? And it's going to tell you, I'm going to throw everything away. And if you say yes to all those things, it'll do exactly what it said. It'll throw everything away.
And then I have to get the cable company to come back and reinstall?
No, you shouldn't have to. If cable's working, is it Windows XP?
No, it's Windows 98.
you know that Star Wars thing that's on there? Is that on there? You got that handy?
I think unmuted. Let's see.
Hang on here. We got special theme music for you when you go through this, okay?
10 minutes or less, and we're going to get it. That's no good.
It's got more than just the music.
It's got sound effects. That's no good.
Yeah, that Darth Vader theme.
Yeah.
No, Windows 98's fine when it's kept clean.
We know.
Yeah, it's fine when it's kept clean. The problem is people get a little overzealous with installing programs and accessories and that kind of thing. So you can do that, but again, here's what you're going to have to do. Make sure you have all your critical... files backed up. This address books, favorites, whatever you really truly care about.
And make sure Justin does too.
Yeah, that Justin guy too.
Yeah.
Then like any Word documents and all that.
All of that. Then you have to make sure all the programs that you want to be working when you're done, you have disks for, like Word and Excel and whatever else you use. You have to have the original disks for because you have to reinstall those after you wipe it out and start over.
Okay.
And that's everything you've ever downloaded and installed off the internet. Everything that friends brought over on disk, all that stuff, if you want it back on the new machine, you're going to have to go get the disks or go back to the website that you got it from, download it, and reinstall it. So it's a lot of work.
Now, all that said, this process, if you can get through it, is actually, you'll feel very refreshed and very, very zen on the other side.
More likely, you'll want to kill Justin. Any small farm animals that you might have in the backyard. And, it's a lot of work, so make sure you do your homework before you start down that path, because we've dealt with that in our data recovery labs with people that didn't think of certain things that they've, you know, realized after the fact. It's like, oh, my goodness. So, yeah.
What would happen if I, like, could I just get an upgraded version of Microsoft? Would that help at all or no?
You're going to try to fix something wrong by making it a little faster.
Okay.
It'll be a faster broken machine.
Well, here's the deal. You know, have you ever finished any wood products or watched that process where people have to sand down and then put a, you know, clean it and then put a layer of this and then maybe and then finally put the actual new paint or new cover on?
Okay.
Well, if you don't do all that and just put the paint over the old paint,
right?
It'll look kind of cool for a while. But underneath, it's still kind of,
icky.
What's the word? Yeah.
Icky.
Icky's probably a good start. So, yeah, unfortunately, there's no quick way for you to get where you need to go because of all the things that have happened. If you want, now this is something we always tell people, like if you just want to know really, truly what you're up against, you know, we're trying to do this over the air. We can't see your computer. Any of our locations anywhere in the country, you're here in the Phoenix market?
Queen Creek.
Yeah, there's 22 stores in the Phoenix metro area. You can take your machine down. They won't charge you anything to look at it. They'll actually take a look at it and really look at it and tell you kind of where you're at so you can make a good decision.
Okay. And not to correct you, but it's 23, by the way.
Okay.
Well, 23. Prescott's not 23.
No, Avondale is, though, right?
Oh,
we count Avondale and Phoenix that area or no? I don't know.
While we go count the number of locations we have, Lori, hopefully...
Like rose petals.
Yeah.
We'll pluck them.
Does that give you a direction there, Lori? Lori, you got a couple of ideas of where to go?
Yeah, that helps.
Blame it on Justin.
I will.
All right, good luck, Lori.
Thank you.
You know, she's up against the same thing everybody's up against. It's time or money. Which one would you rather spend at this point?
And it's not so fun either way. It's not so fun either way.
Oh, it's not so fun either way.
Pretty much.
I thought you were saying...
Either. You say either.
No, I heard you saying not so fun the way.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like,
and that too.
I was out of the country for a week, and the language has changed already, Taylor. Should we go to break?
To the break we go, and when we come back, we've got our Geek Speak of the Week, our Download of the Week, and of course, more of your calls and questions at 602-277-5827.